This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're leading with the tiny hedge fund worried about climate change that has shaken up the world of boardrooms. The activist hedge fund is called Engine Number One. And yesterday, when the vote was in, it had won enough support from other shareholders to get at least two seats on the board of the oil company ExxonMobil. The votes are still being counted, and there could be more. The investors don't think Exxon has done enough with cleaner energy. These types of challenges from activist investors tend not to get very far. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business and closely follows shareholder activism. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, David.
Fair to say, a watershed moment?
This is a real sea change. This is the first time the climate change people have been able to challenge and succeed against a big oil company.
And the big oil company here did not want this change, and the challengers here were not really huge shareholders. It's not like they owned 51% of ExxonMobil.
You know, in the world of investing, it was an ant. This Engine Number One, the actual name of the challenger, is like a tiny ant. You can barely see them. But they put together and executed a masterful plan, and they won.
In large part, you could argue on the power of ideas, the pressing challenge of climate change.
Yeah, it was the triumph of an idea whose time has perhaps more than come against entrenched power. I mean, what is more entrenched and powerful than Exxon?
Now, boardrooms across the country are probably reading and listening with great attentiveness.
They sure are, because one, it's a big surprise, and two, directors like to keep their jobs. They're difficult jobs, they do a lot of work, but they pay a lot of money. The Exxon directors make between $200,000 and $675,000 a year. These are jobs they want to keep, and it's embarrassing amongst your peers to lose your job as a director.
And it moves the needle on the fight against carbon gases in the atmosphere that contribute to climate change, you think?
I think it more than moves the needle. I think any company, oil company or not, that is perceived to be dragging its feet the way Exxon was perceived to be dragging its feet, is going to take notice and is probably going to speed things up.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.